This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. The $1 million drawings announced this week to encourage COVID vaccinations have exposed gaps in a state vaccine database. CPR's John Daly reports.
The announcement prompted scores of Coloradans to search the state's immunization database, only to find that their shots aren't displayed. One was Scott Lee, a 37-year-old Navy veteran who got shots through the Veterans Administration.
A little bit disappointed that my name's not in the running.
In most cases, it's a simple matter of misspelling or a mistake by the person searching. But the health department acknowledged Thursday that as many as 65,000 people given shots at the VA are not now in the system, and as many as 11% of immunizations statewide are not reaching the database within 72 hours of administration. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
El Paso County officials say a domestic pet has the plague. CPR's Paolo Schalzada reports.
The plague diagnosis probably sounds alarming, but experts say it shouldn't be cause for concern. Plague has circulated in Colorado since the 1940s, but there have only been a handful of human cases since 2010. According to the Centers for Disease Control, Southern Colorado is a major plague hotspot. Health officials recommend staying away from wildlife, especially wild rodents, and checking your pets for fleas after spending time outside. I'm Paolo Schalzada, CPR News.
The Nuggets are visiting the Portland Trail Blazers tonight in the playoffs. Best of seven series is tied at one game apiece. Tip-off, 8:30. Coming up, President Biden's order to investigate the origins of COVID-19 and how U.S. intelligence doesn't prioritize pandemic detection. Next on All Things Considered. The students in Classroom 132 in Westminster just wrapped up one of the most challenging school years in history. They didn't like their bout of remote learning.
It was very annoying because of all the glitches and I couldn't hear right.
But they persevered. Some changed how they learn.
If it's too hard, I don't just I give up. I don't do that. I keep on going and ask for help.
Our final story in the year-long series on the third graders in room 132. That story coming your way in 10 minutes on All Things Considered. It is 71 degrees in Denver. Beautiful day across Colorado. This is CPR.